it wasn't that long ago that the term libertarian evoked either perennial oddball presidential candidate Lyndon LaRouche or a place to borrow books. Going by the new annual American Values Survey just released by the Public Religion Research Institute, all of that has changed. Today, over 20% of Americans can be categorized as libertarian or libertarian-leaning, placing these folks at the opposite end of the spectrum from communitarians, who number about the same. The new PRRI survey offers plenty of insights into the values and opinions that are shaping our democracy. And I'm very happy to welcome back our good friend, the Institute's founding CEO, Dr. Robert P. Jones. Robbie, glad you're here again.
Glad to be here.
Why the libertarians? Why focus on that?
We've seen a lot of renewed interest, really, in libertarians. We saw, Ron Paul really staking out some libertarian ground in the presidential election. We've seen Rand Paul more recently kind of stepping up. Closer to home here in D.C., we have a libertarian candidate running in Virginia in the governor's race that is currently pulling 11% of Republican support.
How did you define libertarian in this survey?
Well, you know, we didn't really know if there would be what we might call consistent libertarians in the country. And one of the reasons is that in our politics, the liberal to conservatives polls pull, I think, so heavily. And libertarians are this odd mix of people who tend to be fairly conservative on economic issues, but liberal on social issues. And that runs up against the kind of straight left to right spectrum. We went about defining them really around a set of nine questions. So we built a scale out of nine separate questions, and we gave them a score on each question. If they answered more on the libertarian end of the question, they would get a lower score. If they answered more on the communalist end of the spectrum, they get a higher score. And at the end of the day, we added them all up and then divided the scale into segments, and we sort of found that there were about 7% of Americans who were what we might call consistent libertarians. That is, across all nine questions, basically gave consistent libertarian answers. There's an additional 15% that we might say like lean libertarian or sympathetic to libertarian answers. Most Americans are in the middle, 54% are mixed. And then we have a very symmetrical group of communalists on the other side, 7% who we might call consistent communalists, and an additional 17% that lean communalist.
Are self-defined libertarians politically active? Are they affiliated with political parties?
Yeah, they are fairly politically active. For example, a majority of them said that they always vote in primary elections, which is a very low turnout elections. But a majority, 53% of them, say that they always vote. That's about the same rate that Republicans overall say they always vote. It's a little lower than those who identify with the Tea Party, who are around 6 and 10, say that they always vote. But that's still a very active and engaged level of majority voting in primary elections.
That's the political breakout. What's the religious breakout?
Yeah. So the religious profile was pretty interesting for this group. We find that really a majority of them are accounted for by being religiously unaffiliated. 27% are religiously unaffiliated. And an identical group, 27%, are white mainline Protestants. So we see lower numbers of evangelicals in this group, lower numbers of Catholics in this group, absolutely no black Protestants in this group.
Why no black?
Well, I think if you look at the other end of the spectrum, it tells the story that on the other end of the spectrum, among the communalists, and that is, you know, the kind of thumbnail definition of that group is a group that favors high government intervention, even if at the cost of some personal liberties, right? So there's a group that's very comfortable with government involvement and regulation in society. That group is overrepresented by African-American Protestants and Catholics on the one hand. So communalists are made up of a majority, just those two groups, African-American Protestants and Catholics, make up a majority of communalists. And on the other end of the spectrum, among libertarians, the unaffiliated and white mainline Protestants. The other demographics that are probably helpful here, they're overwhelmingly white, so 94%, nearly all non-Hispanic white, nearly two-thirds are men, and more than 6 in 10 are under the age of 50. So it's really white, younger men that predominate in this libertarian category, and nearly 6 in 10 on the communalist end are women.
My goodness. So it's a dichotomy almost.
There really is. Yeah. There's big racial and gender divides running through this.
How much overlap did you find in the anti-government rhetoric of the Tea Party and the impulse toward minimizing government inherent in libertarianism as it's practiced today?
Yeah. Well, this is a great question, and I think really where the pay dirt of this survey was. So in 2010, we did a survey focused on the Tea Party, and there we found that about half of the Tea Party, 47%, also consider themselves part of the Christian right. I think you and I may have even talked about that on the show.
Sure did.
What we found is that that continues to be true today of the Tea Party movement. About half, in fact, of slightly more, 52%, say they are also consider themselves part of the Christian right. But we didn't really know where libertarians fit into that that picture. What we know today really is that libertarians, most of them, as a matter of fact, 61% of them do not consider themselves part of the Tea Party movement, right? They consider themselves outside of the Tea Party movement. Another way of thinking about that, if we look inside the Tea Party movement, only about a quarter of those who consider themselves part of the Tea Party movement are libertarians, right? And so this really upends some of the real mythology, I think, that's been around the Tea Party movement, that they are primarily a libertarian influence, for example, on the Republican Party. In fact, what we see is that the Tea Party itself is primarily a social conservative influence on the Republican Party. The libertarian movement is largely outside of the Tea Party movement, so actually something quite distinct.
It sure is. Yeah. When I look at the majority of libertarians that you report opposing marriage equality, it makes me wonder what the word has come to mean. If pandering to the religious right by restricting who can get married isn't the kind of government overreach you'd expect libertarians to oppose, I don't know what is. With the high percentage of religiously unaffiliated and mainline Protestants among libertarians today, how do you read that?
Yeah, this was one of the more puzzling findings of the survey, in fact. So just to pivot to abortion, where we did find what we would see among libertarians, so nearly 6 in 10 libertarians oppose making it more difficult for women to have an abortion in the country. That's what you would expect from a libertarian position. Mm-hmm. But when we looked at the issue of same-sex marriage, we see the opposite, right? We see a majority, in fact, almost the same number, 6 in 10, oppose to allowing gay and lesbian couples to marry. I think there's a couple of things going on there. First is, it's worth remembering that this group is overwhelmingly male. And what we know in the general population, and it's true in every age group, that men are much less supportive of same-sex marriage than women are. So that's certainly part of the story going on here. I think the other part of the story is that this issue has become so partisan in its divides that there is some kind of Republican affinity, gravitational pull at work here on this issue as well. That I think is eroding what would be a kind of straight up libertarian take on this particular issue.
One other issue is interesting to me. Looking at the report, I find it striking that the issue most galvanizing for libertarians seems to be health care expansion. More libertarians than Republicans, evangelicals, or even Tea Party members oppose it. What do you draw from that statistic?
Right. You know, the intensity of opposition to the Affordable Care Act is quite remarkable. 96% of libertarians have an unfavorable view of the 2010 health care law. So 83% of white evangelicals do, 78% of Tea Party members do, 89% of Republicans do. But this is nearly all libertarians. Yeah. I mean, it really is a defining issue for the libertarian movement. We had a couple of different questions on healthcare. They basically all painted the same picture. And I think it comes down to the other question we had here was a question about whether the government should guarantee healthcare access or whether each person should on their own be responsible for getting healthcare access. 71% of libertarians said they very, very strongly agree that every person should be responsible for their own healthcare. And let the chips fall where they may. And so I think, you know, it's certainly right that this is a very defining, and the intensity on this issue really is stronger than we see on almost any other issue.
It'd be interesting to know, and I'm not assuming you do, but it would be interesting to know what that kind of galvanizing issue was before healthcare.
Right. You know, I'm not sure I do know. I mean, I think that this has to do with, you know, that the contemporary context is about, you know, is within an Obama administration, and that this is a signature policy of the Obama administration. This group voted 80% for Romney, right? So this is a, even though they're libertarian and they only make up about 12% of the Republican Party, and if you ask them about party identification, less than half, actually 45%, identify as Republican. But when it comes to voting, 80% of them show up and vote and voted for Romney. Only 5% voted for Obama, right? So this tells you and the other 14% voted for a third party candidate. You know, this 5% Obama, you know, thing is pretty consistent with 96% opposition to health care. So I think that's certainly part of what's going on here is a kind of intense opposition to President Obama.
Are libertarians growing, or is it a fairly stable number?
You know, we don't know for sure because this is the first time we've developed the scale for this survey. But we can look back at Gallup and Pew and some other there's been very, very little actually done on libertarians. But the last look that's comparable to what we did was done by Pew Research in 2011. They found 9% of the country to be libertarian, which is actually within the margin of error. So, you know, single digits, high single digit numbers seems to be a fairly consistent group. And just by the way, also the Tea Party movement seems to be also fairly consistent. About 1 in 10 Americans identifying with the Tea Party ever since we started measuring this in 2010 up to the present. Every survey shows about 1 in 10.
Well, I got to ask you one other question about the Tea Party. Has that movement made itself known with direct involvement in electoral politics? Many see it as having redefine the way the Republican Party works today, but you've already addressed that. Other than favoring Ron Paul for president, do you see Americans who identify as libertarian as a organized force in government?
Right. You know, I would say this is something that does separate the libertarian constituency, and I would choose that word, a constituency, more than a Tea Party movement, and I would probably use that word with the Tea Party, is that they are fairly dispersed geographically. They're not all that organized. You know, there's the official Libertarian Party, but only about 15% of libertarians identify with the Libertarian Party. So that's not the organizing vehicle for the movement. And I think what remains to be seen is if in specific elections like the Virginia governor's race, right? Mm-hmm. So if it turns out to be right now, it looks like Cuccinelli is significantly behind McAuliffe. But if it turns out to be getting close and you've got a third party libertarian candidate who's pulling 9 points from Republicans and only 2 points from Democrats, it's going to hurt Republican candidates a lot more in some specific elections. And it could really swing the outcome of the elections in some specific cases.
Robbie, I can't quit without asking the one question I always ask, and that what surprised you most about in this survey?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we didn't know what the with any confidence what the religious makeup was, I think, of this group and how the religious groups play here. So I think, you know, the high composition of the nuns or the religiously unaffiliated in the libertarian movement. And then I think the other thing that was really striking is the really strong gender divides here with, you know, 2/3 men among libertarians and 6 in 10 women among communalists, you know, on the opposite ends of the spectrum. So clearly some real gender disagreements about, you know, the role of government, the responsibility of individuals. Men and women seem to see this very differently in the country.
Dr. Robert P. Jones is CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute, always a source for invaluable insights into the viewpoints and values of our diverse society. The 2013 American Values Survey has just been released, and you can delve into its many fascinating findings online at publicreligion.org. Robbie, as always, thanks for being with us on State of Belief today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.